God. Let's give another hand to Jesus. He deserves the praise. And let's appreciate the team that's led us very ably. Guys, God bless you. And the ones on the camera again, God bless you. As you know, we have this congregation gathered here in person. We have the ones in the pavilion. We also have the congregation all over the world because this service is broadcast. And what I want us to do is appreciate the ones who are not here. They're in those other spaces by giving a hand clap and say, we love you guys. We really appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Our reading is from Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shores at the water's edge. Then in verse 2, the Bible says, he taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear a grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then in verse 9, then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him do what? Let him hear. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, again we thank you that we have the opportunity and the privilege to gather as a family in this church and also gather online and listen to your word. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you take over, because without you, the word cannot be breathed. But with you, the life in the word is released. Therefore, Holy Spirit, take over and inspire us, talk to us, and bless us. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And we all say, amen. Amen. We may have our seats. As we are gathered here today, of course, we've taken time to welcome our visitors. We have some special guests who have come all the way from a place called Mutomo in Kitui County. It's a place I've had a chance to visit and visit with the church. It's called GNCR. This is Good News Church of Africa. And I've also preached there. And we also have Kiatune School for Special Needs Children. So Pastor Jonathan David, if you would stand, and Sarah Gideon, if you would stand, Esther and Patrick and Ian Mukala. Let's give a hand to the Lord and appreciate. Thank you. Karibuni sana. Asante. Asante sana. And to all of us, let me say, you are looking good. Better than yesterday and tomorrow. You'll shine. And you'll do what? Meta meta. Sparkle sparkle. Wear shades. Touch the person next to you and tell them, you're looking good. Yeah, and we believe it. As a church, we really believe that. Each one of us is special. Let me remind us that this coming Sunday is an amazing Sunday. Let's all come, invite friends as well. It's a Sunday when we do the prayer of agreement, and Reverend Ambrose will be leading us through it. Please prepare 7 priority items of prayer. We know there are many, but just pick 7, 7 of them, write them somewhere, and come with expectation, because we are going to be praying, and we know we cannot be world changers without prayer. It's a very important key. So next Sunday, the 26th, remember, we are praying over those issues. And let me remind us also that the theme vision book is there, and also the planner in our bookshop. And also there is a table we have outside when you go through here or there, just outside there. We have that table, and you are welcome to get yourself to purchase a copy. The title of the message is Empowered Seed Unleashing a Great Harvest. Empowered Seed Unleashing a Great Harvest. And I did give an outline. It's based on Mark chapter 4, verse 1 to 9, plus other scriptures. And the outline is number 1, a harvest of revelation. Number 2, a harvest of victory. And number 3, a harvest of souls. Jesus talks about a sower who goes sowing. And anyone who wakes up in the morning to engage some initiative in the day as you leave your house to go out there, we all expect returns. We all expect a harvest. There is nobody who wakes up in the morning, goes out there to get engaged in some initiative, and does not expect returns. Let me say that God also expects returns. He made us, and He gave us, He wired purpose and a sense of mission. He really invested, and God has invested in every one of us, and He has allowed us to be on planet Earth. And God expects returns, and He does expect return from every one of us. In fact, there's a parable or a story, Matthew 25, where one person was given 5 talents, another one was given 2 talents, another one was given 1 talent. The one who had 5 talents brought back 100%, that's another 5 talents. The one with 2 brought 100%, another 2 talents. But the one who was given 1 talent of treasure brought 0%. In other words, there were no returns. That one went and buried their gold or their money somewhere and just brought it after maybe just cleaning it up, removing the dust, and bringing as it was then, just the way. There was no entrepreneurship, no trading, nothing ever happened, and they just brought what they were given, and the judgment on that one was very harsh. They were called an unworthy servant. But the others who invested and brought back returns, the Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 23, God gave a commendation. It is called God's commendation. We have all kinds of commendation. You have the head of state commendation, HSC, that the head of state gives to some people within the country who have really, really served with distinction. You have the Order of the Golden Heart, the Order of the Golden Warrior, the Elder of the Burning Spear, and all these are commendations. We have commendations that are given by men at home, in school, when you perform well. Let me say there is heaven's commendation, and it is reserved for those who are faithful servants. God expects returns, and God expects a harvest. And that is why He seeds us. The word seed. That is why we are seeded. A seeded person is an outstanding person. When you hear somebody is seeded, is a seed, is seeded. Outstanding. That is why God has actually seeded us so that we can actually bring returns. And so, empowered seed unleashing a great harvest. When you go out and you sow seed, it's because you also have a faith and expectation that a day is coming when you will harvest. There are a number of things and many things that challenge the harvest schedule. The planting we all plant, but along the path, you find a number of things do come that tend to act contrary to the harvest. But let me remind us that every seed is coded, every seed is wired, every seed has potential, every seed has capacity, and only that which seed that is released will bring back forth fruit. No wonder Jesus said, unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if a seed falls to the ground and it dies, you must leave your house in the morning. You must engage the marketplace. You must go out there. Unless a seed is planted somewhere, unless it falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if that seed is planted someplace, then you can expect the harvest. So anyone who has seed and sits back and put the seed in the store and expects a harvest, let me make a pronouncement here. You will wait for a long, long time, because harvest doesn't come that way. And so Jesus in this parable talks about a sower who goes out to sow seed, and also creates about four different scenarios that interrupt the path to the harvest. Today I want to say that your seed shall go to harvest. Is somebody catching what I'm saying? Your seed shall go to harvest. And I want to declare today that the scorching heat of the sun shall not scorch your seed. I also want to declare that all those choking spirits that choke seed will not be able to harvest by choking from your seed. I want to declare that no birds will come and eat your seed. I declare that your seed shall not die. I declare that your seed shall come from planting to harvest, and not just planting to harvest. Your seed shall come from planting to a great and mighty harvest. May you receive the portion and the anointing of the harvest of the hundredfold. God is going to do it. The economy might say something else, but God himself is going to do it. I like this picture behind me. You see it here to my right and to your left. You can see seed there, and there is a hand, and somebody is kind of stretching out to be able to plant that seed. As they do it, they are doing it by faith. On the other side, you can see a picture of the harvest. In the midst, you have the cross, and we thank God for the cross. Everybody has this expectation. When we are doing anything, whether going to school to study or to work, raising a family, everybody has an expectation. And this is the expectation from seed to harvest. Empowered seed unleashing a great harvest. When we talk about Isaac, and Pastor Ambrose talked about Isaac for the month of February, Isaac is associated with a miracle of harvest that was very amazing. And that is why I'm saying our harvest is not circumstantial. Our harvest is dependent on God. I know the economies of the world are not functioning okay. They have said about 30% of the world's nations are going to go into recession. I cancel that word in Jesus' name. Inflation is high, and therefore your purchase, the money you have, is purchasing less. When you go to the supermarket with that same 1,000 shillings, you're getting much less. There is a problem with the inflation. I am not speaking without understanding of these things, but from a divine perspective, I want to say that God works. God works even within circumstances that look very difficult. And that's why you find in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12, regarding Isaac, Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12, he did this planting in a place called Gerar, and it was a desolate place. Isaac planted crops in that land, and the same year did what? Reaped a hundredfold. I am saying we are planting, and we shall reap a hundredfold regardless of the circumstances. Regardless of the circumstances. Is somebody hearing me? God is saying, I am coming through. And the reason is this: because the Lord blessed him. And so harvest is related to and very connected to Isaac. Isaac was Abraham's seed. Isaac is the one who anchored Abraham into him becoming father of nations. He's the fulfillment of God's promise. And every time Abraham and Sarah look at him, they say, God is faithful. Look, he has fulfilled his word. This is the one who has brought laughter into our family. And Pastor Ambrose, you said the last time, tutakuwa tunacheka, sindio? When you go to check your bank account, you know how you're going to be walking out after you see the figures? Hallelujah. I wish I could laugh like Abraham and Sarah. We shall be smiling and laughing. Ha, ha, ha. And Pastor Ambrose said, Sarai became Sarah because AH was added to Sarah in that equation. And Abraham became Abraham because HA was added there. And if you combine those additions, they are like, aha, ha, aha, ha, aha, ha, aha, ha. I tell you, God is adding something. And you shall look at that account and you shall come out smiling. And the whole world will say, this guy is walking in the harvest. I declare your harvest in Jesus' name. And it's going to be bountiful harvest. It is not kidogo harvest. That is what God is saying. And therefore, Isaac represents that harvest is a seed that leads to Abraham becoming father of nations. So Jesus talks about the sower who goes out speculating, or rather goes out scattering seed, and some seed fall in different places, and some of those forces of choking, of drying out, of withering, of taking away, of killing the seed so that it never goes to harvest, begin to happen. But I declare for us, every one of those forces is broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. What you start, you shall complete. You will do it in your lifetime. I declare and prophesy in Jesus' name. You shall see the glory of the finished product, and you shall enjoy the finished product. Anybody working on something, I'm prophesying and saying you shall complete it. Just like, yes, you can clap. Just like Zerubbabel was told by Zechariah, oh man, you have put your hand to the beginning of this project, you shall also see the closing of the same. That is a signature of what God is able to do. And that's why I'm talking about empowered seed unleashing a great harvest. So our seed shall go to harvest. And therefore, the seed that he's mentioning here is the word of God. When we go into the world, the empowered seed that is dwelling within us brings out a harvest of revelation. When you go into your world, in within the family, you're dealing with your teenage son, teenage daughter, with your children, you're dealing with the workplace and all the dynamics of workplace happenings, there is a seed, empowered seed, that plants insight. An implanting of divine insight that comes through this seed, and it leads you to the harvest of revelation. So you shall be in a context, but the way you look at it will be very, very different because of the perception and the insight that God has actually given you. Pastor Ambrose shared with us in January the vision, and the vision, you know, the empowered vision, which prepared us for February, the empowered seed. And this seed of the word carries light, carries insight. Psalm 119 verse 105 says the following: your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Insights about marriage, insights about investments. Earlier this week, I was speaking at a Capital Venture someplace near downtown, and I'm sure people are looking at me wondering, does this pastor know anything about money and all this? I do. I know. Even cryptocurrencies, if you ask me, I know. Pastor Ambrose, do you know cryptocurrencies? But I'm telling you, this church, we have amazing people. Weekdays, you go to where they function. It's amazing. You sit there and the wow factor shows up. The people I'm seeing here on Sunday during the weekdays where they sit on those chairs and those places, and I start listening to what they're saying and doing, is just amazing. But you know, even in that area, I gave them a story in Luke chapter 5 where some business people caught nothing the whole night. They used to deal with fish, but they caught no fish. And then Jesus showed up and he used one of the boats and then gave them a marketplace word. The Lord of the marketplace is Jesus Christ. It's not the devil. The Lord of the marketplace is Jesus Christ. And he gave them a marketplace word. And you know, that word thrust them into their harvest. They caught nothing the whole night. But the strategy of harvest, the insight of harvest, the plan of harvest, the whole capsule or menu of harvest, Jesus stood there and he said, launch into the deep. And when they obeyed, these guys simply went. It was not the right time to do it. Remember, the harvest is not dependent on the hour or the circumstances. But they threw their nets. They caught so much fish. And from that time, their business started prospering. So this empowered seed, the word of God, leads us to a place of deeper understanding and revelation, so that when everybody is panicking, the son and daughter of God does not panic. The world right now, the globe is plagued with wars. You know, Ukraine and Russia, it's on our screens every day. You know, earthquakes, Turkey and Syria, over 41,000 people dead, so many injured, so many displaced, and you can imagine the situation there. Floods in South Brazil, floods in Brazil, floods in New Zealand, heat waves in some places in Australia, and all these things are happening all around us, even here in Kenya, the economy and the inflation. But I want to say that even in the midst of that circumstance, there is the insight of harvest. And God is able to give you wisdom and understanding, which is in His Word. And you are able to see things in a different way. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived, God has done what? Revealed to those who love Him. And therefore, God gives us insight. God gives us understanding. And the harvest of revelation is what brings the world changer. When God puts you in a group of people, what distinguishes you? When this word is actually inside somebody, it is really amazing. And when people are talking and discussing the herewithal, then suddenly you say something. And somebody asks, where did you get that from? It is coming directly from the Lord. Hallelujah. Yesterday I was in Karen someplace, and there was a senior lawyer sitting across the table. Before I came up to speak, this person asked me, Pastor, tell me, the world is going through so much. Yeah? What are we going to do? And I could see panic. I just quickly told them, do you remember Jesus calling Peter to walk on water? He said, yes. Then tell me what happened. He said, yeah, he was looking at Jesus, but when he looked at the storm, he started sinking. And I told him, you have answered your question. The key is keep your eyes where they need to be. Yes, keep your eyes there. And then he said, Pastor, I don't know where you get this wisdom from. I thought we were going to have a long debate, but umemaliza hiyo mambo upesi sana. I said, that's the way it's got to be. Because look at the storm, then get depressed. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, then you keep walking on the waters. And it doesn't matter how turbulent those waters are, you keep walking on those waters. But secondly, a harvest of victory. And this is breakthrough, a harvest of victory. With this empowered seed, we are carrying a word to declare, a word to proclaim. And it is a very powerful word. Do you know that inside you is a word of healing? In Matthew 8, verse 8, there is a gentleman who understood this, the harvest of healing and how it comes, the victory of healing. And he said, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant shall be healed. If we are going to see a harvest of victory in the city of Nairobi and here, a shout of celebration and joy. The church holds the key. We hold the key. And this empowered seed is within us. And we are called to speak these things. Healing, deliverance, salvation, restoration. And we are also called to bring down strongholds of the kingdom of darkness. Because God has given us a key. Matthew 16 verse 19. There is a key you have been given. And the Bible says in 16 verse 19 of Matthew, I have given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So this is the authority we walk with. And you find therefore, when Ezekiel was in the valley of dry bones, Ezekiel chapter 37, he was not hopeless, he was not helpless. God gave him a prophetic word regarding that valley. And God made it clear, it shall no longer be called a valley of death, it shall be called a valley of life. That family will no longer be called a valley of fights. It shall be a valley of love. Remember last Sunday I said what? Say I love you. Yes, we changed the paradigm. And it shall be called a valley of love. We have authority. And the harvest of victory. We need to be seeing victory everywhere. People getting married, doing graduations, dedication of children, promotions, children passing their exams and going to the next level, doors opening for our people to go from one level to another. I was somewhere else yesterday, And I was commissioning a lady who has been appointed, Pastor Ambrose, by Safaricom to head M-Pesa, about 40% of their financial portfolio, and she's now the CEO of that sector. Yeah? You know her very well. She's called Esther, actually. I don't know that she's here in the service. And as a pastor who keeps prophesying, and people receive, Pastor Ambrose, these things we say here, I'm telling you, it's amazing. You better connect. Yeah, you better connect. You better connect. And I was there. This is victory. We want to see a lot of this all over. The harvest of victory. So that I'm being invited on an average day like 10 places. Come, let us blow the trumpet of victory. Psalm 118 verse 15. Psalm 118 verse 15. I can hear the trumpet or the shout of victory in the tent of the righteous. You know those shouts of joy and shouts of victory, and we are being invited everywhere, and this is what a pastor eats. If you really want to see a pastor who has eaten properly and satisfied, it's when people are really having breakthroughs. Hallelujah. And you're going from one homestead to another homestead, from one place to the other place, and you're just hearing, the Lord has done this, the Lord has done the other. A harvest of victory, shout of victory in the city, every corner, east, west, north, south, everywhere you go, along the streets and the paths, and you're just hearing all these shouts of victory, a harvest of victory. And we as world changers are the ones who bring this reality upon our world, because God's word is in us, and we go proclaiming it in all those scenarios and situations. Where the devil has reared his head, then we take authority, we hold the key, and we speak, and we say, this thing shall not continue here anymore. Somebody receiving promotion. Is somebody receiving promotion right now? Is somebody receiving a financial breakthrough right now? God is coming through. Next Sunday, we are praying about these things. And God is actually answering those prayers. When I go, like this week again, going to pray for the permanent secretary, she was in the first service. And I go through those my elevators, and I get office in my red carpets. I'm saying, hi, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Our prayers have brought us here. And God has made this possible. Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19 verse 26. And then Matthew 17 verse 20. You shall say to this mountain, be removed from here to there, and it shall be removed. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Matthew 17 verse 20. And so the prophet Zerubbabel, Zechariah could tell Zerubbabel, oh Zerubbabel, Zechariah 4 verse 8. This mountain you see before you shall be turned into level ground. We should be walking with that kind of authority, because God has put empowered seed in us, and this seed needs to harvest. So release that seed, the empowered seed. Release it into the situation, and then you receive the harvest of victory. And that permanent secretary, we just prayed, and I said, I install you here in Jesus' name. Sit on that chair properly and know that God has given you the mandate and discharge your ministry. Our God is amazing. So God is working, and this victory is within us. This harvest that Jesus is talking about, some seed fell here, others go there. You know, the choking spirit of the harvest is the one that's denied nations, including Kenya, and the economy indicators begin to shrink. Yet the people of God hold the answer and hold the key. Instead, we sit back, we discuss like everybody else, this economy is so bad. Let me tell you, we hold the answer. Ours is to speak even to dead things and ask them to rise in Jesus' name. But finally, of course, harvest of souls. A harvest of souls. This empowered seed is so powerful. It's called the gospel. Romans 1 verse 16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And at the day of Pentecost, when Peter released the empowered seed, the gospel, at the day of Pentecost, at the infancy of the church, verse 40 and 41 of Acts chapter 2, you see what actually happened. Acts 2, verse 40 and verse 41. It talks about Peter and the harvest that came. So many people turned to the Lord. With many other words, He warned them and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted this message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. This empowered seed, it is for our children. Share the gospel with your children. I know we can share many other things with them, to tell them, avoid this, go this way, don't do that, do the other. Share the gospel with your children. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Tell them that Jesus is the hope of this world. Tell them that Jesus died. He was buried. He rose on the third day. Tell them that they can respond to that gospel. And if they do, Jesus comes into their hearts and they become new creations. People need to hear this empowered word. The harvest of saved souls turning to the Lord is awaiting your proclamation of the same. And so the end vision, Revelation 7 verse 9, is that before the Lamb, there will be many, many people from every tribe. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, every tribe, every people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and they were holding palm branches in their hands. This is the end vision. At the end of time, this is going to happen. And therefore, that encourages me as a preacher today to know that this empowered seed works amongst all people groups in Asia. It will work in Africa, Europe, Australia, South Americas, all over Africa. This empowered seed, the gospel actually works, and there is the harvest of souls. That is people who come because of this empowered seed. And it is for all nations. So at the end of time, there will be people from everywhere, every color. Can you imagine that, like today, if we all came with the flags of our countries, and as I'm preaching at this particular point, I ask, lift your flag, begin to wave it. That would be amazing, an amazing picture. And I look around and I start seeing flags of every country, every other nation gathered in this place. That is something God is expecting. But you see, God did his bit. He did it through his son, Jesus Christ. He gave the foundation and he gave us the message. Now he gave the commission to the church. And he said, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and lo, I'll be with you to the end of the age. And so the job is on our hands. So the sower went sowing seed. God has released the seed of his word. This word has come to every one of us. Some produce harvest 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. My prayer is that all of us will become this seed that goes to harvest. But number two, this seed that goes to bountiful harvest, that is a 100-fold return. And so as I pray today, you know, God blessed Abraham. He said, you shall be father of nations. I'm speaking to somebody and say, God is blessing you today and saying you are going to be a father, a mother of nations. Is somebody receiving that? You're gonna be, I'm prophesying. It was said over Abraham, it's being said over us today, and I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. We are sitting here today, February 2023, but there will be a February 2050. Now, February 2050, Brother Joe, what will be your age? No, don't say it. Brother Alex can say much more easily. But you think of February 2070, Brother Alex, or February 2000, I mean 20, whatever it is, the next 100 years. Yeah, that February there, you know? You think about it. Beginning with you, there will be a clover, I mean like from a center going like this, and there will be a nation, you know, like a nation, a whole big nation, you know? That has come out of you. And so even as I prophesy, I know that this is something that God is going to do. And therefore, as we go into the week, I'm releasing that Abrahamic blessing. It's a blessing granted to those who obey. And God says, leave your people, your country, your nation. Now begin to go where I'm sending you. And then he says, as you do this, then I bless you. You shall become a father of nations. You shall be called blessed. Your name shall become great. Whoever blesses you is blessed. Whoever curses you is cursed. So I'm releasing the Abrahamic blessing today, because every seed is empowered here, and every seed must reach its apex, or rather must reach its purpose. This is a great harvest. That's what God wants with me and wants with you. Time is not much. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. You say, yet 4 months, and then the harvest. John chapter 4, verse 34. Our passage of this year. John chapter 4, verse 34. You say, yet 4 months, and then the harvest. Okay, let me start there. Actually, it's verse 35. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Then verse 35. Don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes. Look at the fields. They are ripe with harvest. May I dare say, the harvest is here. The harvest is here. Harvest of revelation, the harvest of victory, and the harvest of souls. And so connect as we share this month. Connect. And Pastor Ambrose is coming next Sunday to finish it off. But let's connect. Every one of us is important. Everyone is gifted. Everyone is wired. We are that seed that God is going to use. And when you go out there, the influence is going to be powerful. And it's going to be like dynamite. Because God has ordained that you be that agent of the harvest. John 15, 16 says, I have chosen you. I have ordained you that you may go out and bear much fruit. Bear fruit that that remains. So you can ably say, I am chosen. I am consecrated. I am ordained. I am set apart that I may go out and bring much fruit and also bring fruit that lasts. And so I will ask us now to stand up so that we can pray the blessing together. But I really thank God for this month's theme. Empowered, said, it's really encouraged me as I have really studied and also said, I am going to be this seed that's going to make a difference. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you so much for the power that is there in your word. I thank you that this power can be relayed through us and released through us as world changers, so that in the pockets and platforms where you have put us, my God, the harvest of the kingdom can be realized. And so, Lord, as we are here, we are yielded to you. We commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves to be faithful servants. Like Matthew 25, verse 23 says, you have been faithful in little, I will make you ruler over much. My God, there is something you have put in all of us, and we know the greatest is the servant. Therefore, as we live here today, I am praying that there will be an explosion harvest, because the seed that is in us is a kingdom seed. It's a great seed, and we are going to release it in our world, and we shall become a blessing. And my God, as we do so, we shall enjoy the harvest of revelation, the harvest of victory, and we shall also see the harvest of souls. And those near us shall also enjoy the same. And therefore, Lord, today I dedicate us to this call, the empowered seed that unleashes a great harvest. That everyone who is here will be that unit that will go out there and make this powerful difference. And because of this commitment, just like Abraham responded, and because of that commitment, I now want to release a blessing. If you're able to lift your hands, you can. My God, I thank you. Because of the blessing you have reserved for those who obey you. And today I know that your reserves of blessing can never, ever be exhausted. My God, you have a blessing for every scenario. And that is why for Abraham, when he was coming to his last days, in Genesis chapter 24, it is written that he was blessed in every way. And God, it is because you are the source of every blessing. Here we are lifting our hands up to you, knowing that you are the source of every blessing. And as we do so, we know, beginning with Abraham, who also came to you and looked up to you for the blessing. My God, you have continued to bless. May you release the blessing of father and mother of nations. Lord, may you release the blessing that counters every force that stifles the harvest. May you release the blessing that moves us from seed to harvest. May you release the blessing that brings the origin, the beginning of something, and also takes it to its completion. My God, may you release the blessing of open doors. May you release the blessing of promotion. May you release the blessing of increase. May you release now the blessing of protection. I declare that you are blessed by these blessings. You are blessed from head to toe. You are blessed in the house. You are blessed outside the house. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. The work of your hands is blessed. Your health is blessed. You are blessed through and through. You are blessed in such a way that the devil can do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you for these blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, my God. And therefore, my Father, I release this blessing of harvest. And today, raising this altar of seed to harvest without interruptions, I am praying that, Lord, we shall hear testimonies. Great testimonies accruing from this blessing, from this altar. Therefore, make us pregnant, make us rich because of these blessings. And God, energize us and strengthen us. And I see a congregation spanning out now in a different direction into this city, this country, and around the world. And I'm seeing a congregation spanning out blessed. And I'm seeing a congregation that is going to walk with the blessing of victory on Monday, blessing of victory on Tuesday, blessing of victory on Wednesday, blessing on Thursday, blessing of victory on Friday, blessing of victory on Saturday, blessing of victory next Sunday, blessing of victory all the week round. My God, there's a congregation walking under the canopy of your blessing. And therefore, Father, thank you so much. We now seal these blessings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we all say,
amen.
We all say,
amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. You're blessed big time. Thank you.